Virginia Golden can see the defunct General Motors plant from her front porch. The sight makes her angry and worried.
I say we've been dehumanized and disrespected, and we have no value.
It's the chemicals beneath several acres of this sprawling facility on East Delavan Avenue that have Golden and her neighbors on edge. They're called PCBs. So toxic, the federal government banned them in 1979. PCBs can cause serious health problems, including liver disease, high blood pressure, even cancer. The State Department of Environmental Conservation deemed several acres of the site a significant risk to public health. That was a decade ago. The state is still embroiled in a tug of war with the property's current owner over how to remediate. Golden and her neighbors are stuck in the middle. More than 25,000 people live within a mile of the plant. Almost all of them are African American.
We have nowhere to go. We're poor people.
For seven decades, General Motors made cars at the factory. None of the neighbors knew at the time that some of the property was contaminated. GM stored oil laced with PCBs in pits and trenches that leaked underground. There's a good reason PCBs are banned. They don't break down even under extremely high temperatures. That made them useful for manufacturing, but terrible for the environment. American Axle occupied the facility in 1994. They continued building car parts for GM until East Delavan Properties bought it in 2008. At that time, the property was a slippery mess.
You know, you had these 100-year-old production facilities that were essentially covered in cutting oil.
That's John Williams of East Delavan Properties, the current owner. He said he thought GM, the former owner, would take charge of the cleanup. After all, in 2006, GM had agreed to do the work. 3 years later, GM went bankrupt. In 2012, the company agreed to pay the state $2.8 million. That's less than a third of the estimated cost of the cleanup. As a result, GM was off the hook. The state says Williams' company is responsible for the cleanup and hasn't done enough to monitor and manage the contamination.
I mean, I disagree with it. That's all I can tell you.
Williams said East Delavan Properties is willing to clean up the land, but on his own terms.
EDP didn't create this contamination. It didn't walk away from the contamination. It didn't abandon the site. GM did, and by extension, New York State.
This is a Class 2 site, which means it represents a significant threat to the public health and the environment.
That's Martin Brand, DEC's deputy commissioner.
Yes, we understand that East Delavan bought this property when GM was sort of starting to go into the bankruptcy. But they did have their eyes open when they bought it, and they kind of knew what they were buying.
The PCBs at the plant present health concerns beyond the immediate neighborhood. They have seeped into a sewer line that feeds into Skajakwata Creek, which is already badly polluted with sewage. Tests have shown sections of the creek contain PCBs at levels that endanger fish and wildlife and which pose a risk to people. Heavy rainfall can also cause sewer water from a manhole behind the plant to gush like a geyser. A 2009 study prepared for GM concluded the impact to the creek was negligible, but the state says a more robust investigation is necessary. Back in the neighborhood, residents have grown impatient. Gregory Glover lives behind the plant. He wants the stalemate to end.
Clean the land up. No more talking, no more meeting. Just clean the land up.
For WBFO, I'm Dan Telvach at Investigative Post.